Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Paradigm Shifters. Paradigm Shifters are people who are making a difference on the planet, kind of catching the waves of maybe change in consciousness, global consciousness, and so on. I have a very fun and exciting guest today. Her name is Lori Dovey. Lori, is that your last name?
Yes, it is. Very well said. Most people say Dovey or Dove.
Lori Dovey is kind of a wizard. She sort of makes things out of nothing, has created homes and gardens and businesses of all sorts. But her deepest love is the amazing expression through music that connects everyone and makes community, even all over the world. So Lori Dovey, in a moment of inspiration, is bringing a lifelong dream into fruition. Lori, tell us about your new pop-up, this new wonderful silver tongue, that amazing phrase that talks about the use of our sound and voice in the world, right?
Well, thank you, Veronica, for having me. This is really quite an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. And
I'm so excited with what you're doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And this has been a dream for the last 4 years. Actually, it's been a lifelong dream. It's an amalgamation of basically my life experience coming together. And what it is the silver tongue is, just to put it in a nutshell, and then I'll elaborate on it. It's a live music venue done in basically small living room environment with your very most favorite musician in the world. I'm serious about this. So let's say some. Yes, no, we're not just streaming. This is in process to happening. So let's say our very most favorite musician is David Gilmour. Diana Krall, Natalie Merchant, various people. I mean, I could go on and on. The list is huge. And you think, oh my God, to be in a living room environment with 250, 300 people, to be that up and close inside of that energetic field of experiencing music is not only so powerful for the fan and audience base, but it becomes an extremely powerful experience for the musician. And there are very few environments like this. And one could say, oh, but there are places like this. There's the Troubadour and there's this venue and that venue. The difference is in these venues, you're often forced to stand or you're forced to sit. And what we're trying to create is an environment where people can get back to dancing. And dance is very powerful as an energetic expression. So we want to give our audiences all the options, dancing, sitting, and standing.
What about mingling with the musicians?
Exactly. Well, when you're that up close and personal, that is going to be part of the experience. What we're trying to do is we're trying to create community one song at a time. And basically, you know, the people who work with us at our venues, right now we're a pop-up because we haven't raised, believe it or not, the $3.5 million we need to raise to get a fixed venue here in Los Angeles. This will be our starting point. But we are going to bring this around the world to different major cities.
Well, let's go back in. I'm a person who rarely ever goes to any of these things. But what I do love is waves of consciousness moving through people, people waking up together, people learning to recognize, enjoy each other and all that. And I get the feeling you're kind of doing that as well, are you not?
Absolutely. In fact, this first one we're launching on May 12th at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood, which is Saturday, and we're choosing to do this in an afternoon, not an evening. This is very different for live music. And what we're bringing to, what we're going to do is bring together not just music, but we're bringing together a bunch of women filmmakers from various Facebook groups. And one of them was a Facebook group that I founded called Women Filmmakers Hiring Women Worldwide. They're coming as their first meet and greet. We're also inviting musicians in to drop off their demo reels to play for future events. You know, we want to be open. We want to create this environment that the energy is flowing within the space, and it's flowing between the musicians and the audience back to the musicians. And three, a couple of our opening acts, including our MC, is part of the Women Filmmakers Hiring Women Worldwide group on Facebook. So we're trying to integrate all of these platforms and create this very dynamic group. Both, I mean, in terms of demographics, it's going to be pretty broad. Our headline act, if I could just speak to this, is Bob Henley. And he's played with, you know, Smokey Robinson, Mary J. Blige, Rod Stewart, The Temptations, Della Reese, Evelyn Champagne King. I mean, it goes on. And he's created his own R&B soul band. And it's very powerful because I got to laugh. And I got to tell you a story, if I might, about what brought us all together, which is, it was very funny because when I pulled the opening acts together on this show, this recent show that's coming up, I had no idea that the unifying force was going to be Della Reese. And it was very funny. Brad Burkhart had dated her stepdaughter. MJ Lalo was in her choir at the Della Reese Church. And Sally met Bob at the Della Reese Church. Bob was the choir director there and the musical director. And it just seems like Della's in the house.
You might want to give people a little thumbnail of Della Reese, since some will not know who she is.
Thumbnail? Oh, Della Reese is one of the foremost soul R&B singers of our time. I mean, you remember Roberta Flack. She was before that. Mm-hmm. And Della Reese, I mean, I always remember the song coming home from school and hearing my mother playing this song on the record player. Come to my house, my house. I want to give you some candy. So that was Della Reese singing that song growing up. And it had a huge impact on me. So when I decided to do this first event, I found it fascinating that it was Della Reese who pulled us all together, who'd recently passed away.
And remember, so, she was a big angel in Touched by an Angel that went on for years and years. Yes, wonderful. I've always loved her singing, and I love that show too.
Yeah, it will be invoking her spirit at the show. And I can truly tell you, it's an old bank building where the Federal Bar is in North Hollywood, and there's definitely a lot of spirits and ghosts.
Oh.
Inside this building. I've personally had experiences with a few of them. And I know Della has brought this together, so it's going to be fabulous when we do a little, we'll be giving tribute to her.
How wonderful.
Through the show. Not just through the introductions by Janie Entwistle, but with the music itself.
No, I'm very excited for you all. And Bob Henley has backed up all kinds of big names. He's also connected with our up-and-coming guest, who we'll introduce a little later, right, Sally?
Yes, Sally Templin. Mm-hmm.
And who else is going to be performing?
We have, again, Brad Burkhart, who has done some amazing rock stuff in the 90s. And 2000, he was very involved with Grammys, doing marketing for almost 12 years with the Grammys. And he's developed all the beautiful press kit and all the beautiful posters we have. And his music's phenomenal. It's very political, spiritual. He has a very strong Native American spirit. And MJ Lalo is, she's amazing. She has four planets in Aquarius. She's a multimedia artist who uses voice as a way to be dynamic and funny. She does characters in her studio for a living, voiceover characters. And her music, actually, which I heard back in San Francisco in the late 80s and 90s, is getting a resurgence. And apparently she's getting re-released on a number of labels.
Wow.
Right now.
And what's her name again? What's her name?
MJ Lalo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then we have our wonderful MC, Janie Entwistle, who has she's a very dynamic artist, very funny. She does a lot of theater. She'll be performing at the Fringe Festival in Scotland soon, and it's just got back from Off-Broadway in New York. And so she'll be entertaining the crowd. And then we have Sally, who you're going to be speaking with shortly.
Oh, this
and
is going to be
I'm going to let Sally introduce herself.
But just a moment before that, it sounds like it's going to be kind of I'm getting kind of comfortable, festive gathering. Is that right?
Yes. And like I said, this is a cross-platform gathering of just not only this philosophy of going in, because we're a pop-up right now, our idea is taking original music and putting it into unique spaces.
Oh, wonderful.
And this one happens to be an old bank building. We're going to be presenting on rooftops. We're going to be going into gardens, basements, things that are historical. And we'll be doing this throughout the summer. And again, you can go to thesilvertongue.com to track this. But we really are creating a very unique live music experience. I know a lot of people feel like their experience is the unique experience, and that's great. We're here to collaborate. But what we're doing ultimately is bringing musicians right up close and at the forefront and very personal inside the energy exchange with the audience. And the audience back to the artist.
I love it.
And this is very important to raise the energy and transform.
Mm-hmm. And, it's interesting to me, Lori, that you're also a sound mixer and have had quite a bit of experience in the film industry. And the silver tongue represents the sound from people's vocals. I just think it's a wonderful, everything's coming together in a very sweet way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. So, it was. Yeah, the silver tongue was definitely just came out of my desire because I grew up playing music and was exposed to music. And the more I worked in the film industry, the more I wanted to get back to music, live music. So, yeah, it's been a natural progression.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's meet Sally. I'd love to meet Sally.
Yes. Actually, this is Sally right now.
Hi, Sally. Let's give people
Hi.
Welcome to the show. I was very excited to see how your beautiful face and also to hear some of your music. And I want to know a little bit about your history, too, because this is all people kind of coming into their own, isn't it?
Well, you come into your own as an artist in sometimes the most serendipitous ways that you cannot control at all. You don't know whether you're going to come into your own when you're 16 or when you're 95.
Right.
You really don't. You don't.
And also, you don't know if you're going to come into your own once or 100 times, you know?
Or 100 times. Okay, yeah. So I'm working on my fifth journey right now.
Oh, good.
In my life. I started with music. I had a bunch of scholarships out of college. I was just burning down the theaters, right? And I went to New York, and there was a shift. The shift was political in terms of what New York musicals used to be compared to what they were becoming, and it was political. And I did not know where I fit, so I went on a major tour, saw L.A. again, and I went, what am I doing when I'm not at home? Why am I in New York? I hate the winters, you know? And so I came back to Southern California and got back into music and then was sidetracked by what I consider to be a pretty successful television career of about 25 years.
Oh, wow. What did you play in? Something we all know?
Oh, sweetheart. Everything, you look at my face. Here's what I get besides requests for autographs from Eastern Bloc countries. I kid you not. I get people requesting things, and they go all the way back to Murphy Brown, where I did seven, eight episodes. Then we go to all the various shows like Frasier, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Dragnet, Designing Women.
Oh, wow.
Heroes.
You're in that too. Wow.
I have walked through all of those shows. And then at a certain point in my life, fairly recently, several years ago, I said, okay, I'm seeing a waning energy happening here. And what it means usually is there's a transition as the youngsters come in and the youngsters start outnumbering the people who knew the business mm-hmm. as opposed to knowing the business, and they change the nature of the business.
Right.
So as I was watching, it's just true. It's just true. Mm-hmm. It's a child, you know, and a lot of movie making is hard labor, mm-hmm. and it's for the young. So I not only have been a director of seven films, one my own, which was a lovely film that was distributed by Porchlight, and so on. I realized that's when my television career took off, and I went, okay, we're just going to do TV for a while because TV and films and be in front of the camera, and everybody was wonderful, and they're great roles. And then I realized I'm hankering for something more, and I said, I got to sing in a choir. I have to sing in a choir, and I found myself Della's choir.
Oh, wonderful.
And it was run by, I found her choir when she was at the Bellage Hotel, okay? And then she moved to the church, which is still is there now, into Inglewood, which is one of the worst decisions any artist could make, is to put yourself out of touch with the audience that created you and helped support you to begin with. Bad decision, but that's okay. Because Della did what she needed to do when she was here. She just did everything she needed to do. What a wonderful model, what a dear friend she was to me and to so many others. And I am still partners with the leader, director of that, her choir. And we have now gotten together over these last 5 and 6 years, and we have created 2 albums. One from me, all original material, 24 original songs that are spiritual, plus Boy Can You Party to them. and I will be selling, Bob will be selling these, and I will be selling these at the venue on May 12th, so that you can hear 2 full albums, 12 songs each, that we said one day about 6-7 years ago, screw it, we're going to do this ourselves.
Great.
We also have 3 videos up on YouTube, and so there's nothing stopping us. Absolutely nothing stopping us.
You and Bob have videos together? Okay. And I just don't want to leave Della Reese until I find out what happened when she moved to Inglewood. What happened?
She lost 60% of her congregation.
And never regained it.
You're right.
Okay. All right.
There's a point beyond which, you know, it's practicalities that choose such moves, mm-hmm. not accidents. And with her, I really do know it was an accident. You know, it's not to disparage anybody, but she should have stayed in Beverly Hills because that's where her major draw was. Now, the church is still alive. I'm not taking it away from the church. Mm-hmm. The church is still alive, and it's now in the hands of others who have been mentored by her. Mm-hmm. And they're taking it in places that Della could probably never have conceived. It's a wonderful church.
Just wasn't her idea. So let's go back to you and Bob. Did you always do music in the middle of all these other television shows and so on? Did you write music and sing and so on then?
Television shows slowed down.
Okay.
And it was because I have passed a certain age limit, which puts me into a category of people who are dying to know other people in the same circumstances.
Mm.
And that's why I'm on stage, which is I am who I am, what I am. And if I'm wise, please take advantage of it and do not count me out because I sing like a bird. I've done all this work and I need to help others accomplish the same thing for their dreams. And that's when I met Laurie again. I've known her for 20 years. She was my production sound coordinator on my feature film, Victorian Story. And coming together with other goals and different energy and renewed and discovered wisdoms along the way, we are now doing something that is like so wonderfully together. It's a team effort based on a 20-year-old team effort.
Wow.
I trust my life. You know, I trust my partner with my life. It's like we've been through the ups and downs. Life always intrudes. Life first, art second. But if you never lose sight of that light that you know you're pursuing, you will always be able to incorporate anything new you didn't expect, but you're still on your way. And damn it, everybody's help actually helps.
That's wonderful.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have found Brad Burkhart. Brad, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, Veronica.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. And after talking to Lori, I'm very excited to be hearing more about your attitude to music, to the development, the evolution of your own music, your approach to bringing consciousness into a community, a pop-up community, kind of a bar and a music venue. Sounds really wonderful. So let's talk about your work with Silver Tongue and with Lori Dovey for Saturday, the 12th of May in LA.
Well, Lori and I go back a bit. We've been friends for 7 or 8 years. In fact, we actually promoted a big summer outdoor music festival up in Topanga some 6 or 7 years ago, and brought together a number of artists that I knew. And so this is a rebirth of really that same intention, you know, to bring people together around music, around the idea of just celebrating, and really with the goal of making personal connections with people. This event that Lori has been planning, you know, for quite some time now, the first in a series is at the Federal Bar this coming Saturday, and I'm going to be opening for a number of other great acts. In fact, the headliner is Bob Henley III and Company. He's bringing his 7-piece orchestra, doing soul, R&B, and a lot of danceable music. I'm going to be doing more of an acoustic performance, really, to, you know, just get the show started. And
it's always your stuff that you've written, and it's all your own original music, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been playing guitar and writing songs, you know, since I was a teenager, but I became disinterested in cover songs and playing other people's stuff, you know, frankly, at a very young age. And I've written, you know, my own material, you know, ever since then, and I'll be performing all original stuff, a couple of new songs, a couple of songs I probably wrote 5 to 10 years ago, but some pretty good stuff.
Wow, I'm very excited about it all. And some of the other people that are singing have their own music as well, do they not? Their own lyrics, their own actual
music. I can't really speak on behalf of the other performers. I don't know them that well, but I understand that original music is really part of the idea of the thing. In fact, I know Lori's goal with this event, I'm just planning to do this monthly, a kind of pop-up events that unique places around Los Angeles featuring live music artists, local artists that play original music. That's part of the idea. So this event coming up this Saturday at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood, you know, part of the event is really just a celebration of music and this idea of, you know, creating pop-up events at, you know, unique spaces and also at, you know, times that are different than your usual Saturday night performance. So this is going to be an afternoon performance from 3 to 5. Aside from the live music, Lori has invited a group of she created an online group called Women Filmmakers Hiring Women Worldwide. And in about 3 months, she's had about 3,000 members join this group, and the majority of them are in the Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. So part of what we're trying to do is really create an opportunity to create a meetup for, you know, women filmmakers in Los Angeles that, you know, to try to connect with other women in the film business, to make friends and to explore work opportunities, which, you know, so there's, you know, Lori's sort of, you know, mission for this series of concerts she's putting on is, you know, one, a celebration of local live performance artists playing original music, but two is to create these kind of connections between people locally. Not only to create new friendships, but to, you know, to explore, you know, work opportunities that might exist, and to really create a sense of community around these events.
Mm. And because she's also inviting artists to bring new material and drop it off and network in that way, isn't she?
Well, she's you know, planning a series of events at a pace of about once per month at different venues around Los Angeles. So, you know, one of her other goals is to get to know local artists. So she's, They're in fact offering a discount not only to the Women Filmmakers Hiring Women Worldwide, you know, Facebook group, all those members, but she's, but any artist that brings a CD or a postcard or writes their, you know, SoundCloud, you know, web address on a piece of paper where she could listen to their music essentially gets a discount on the price of admission and the promise that she'll listen to their music.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is very exciting because my understanding also is that there's a community sense in this. Is there not?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Lori is, she's had years has been living up in Topanga. She actually, you know, has owned and operated a nursery where we in fact did that concert, that summer concert in the park. That was, 5 or 6 years ago. But yeah, her goal is really to create community around music, to bring live, performance artists who play original material out of the woodwork and find the best of those, put them on stage and really bring, the community of musicians, of like-minded people, of people that just want to come out and have fun into that space and to kind of, over time, build up a network of folks that will not only show up and support this concert series, but will also find for themselves opportunities to network, make friends, and, find opportunities to, perform, get booked on future gigs, or in this case, the upcoming event at the meetup for the women filmmakers to find work opportunities.
Well, tell me this, is it going to be like it's a concert, but is there going to be like roaming and connecting with each other's space in the middle of it?
Well, I know that there will be a reception at the front door that will, and Lori will be kind of going back and forth between the stage upstairs and the entrance. But I know that there are people that will be focused on, making introductions. When somebody comes in and says they're part of the Women Filmmakers Hiring Women Worldwide group, they will point out, you should go hang out with those people because they're also part of that group and you guys should connect and talk about what you do and make some new friends. But obviously the main focus of the day is a fun show with four artists playing all original material and culminating in a seven-piece, soul R&B band in the form of Bob Dylan the Third and Company that will be an opportunity to actually have a blast.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be a lot of fun, hey? But I noticed that the women filmmakers, that's kind of a global thing, even though most of them are in L.A. right now. It is a global organization, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, as I mentioned, in a very short period of time, Lori has seen over 3,000, I think it's approaching 4,000 members worldwide. And I think, from what I understand, this group has already started doing some pretty productive stuff. I mean, I've from talking to Lori, there have been women who have found work through this group, through this Facebook group already who have,
different countries, I heard, yes.
Not even in America, all over the world this has already happened. So obviously in Los Angeles in the United States, there's there are more members in Los Angeles than anywhere else. So it'd be a good opportunity, I think, for women in film to connect with opportunities for work, for sure.
Wow. So this is a very exciting time using the internet and using that global understanding to be global community, right?
Well, yes, it is. But at the end of the day, as great as virtual networking is, there's nothing like in person.
No, you're absolutely right. So before we go too much farther, tell us who you are and what kind of a history you have. What's your, because what I understand is this has got a spiritual tone or a consciousness tone to it all. Is that right?
Well, I mean, my own music, it's a form of storytelling for me. I mean, I've been a guitar player since I was very young. I use my voice to really, tell stories in the form of music. And I've really been focused on original material really my entire life, you know, since I was probably coming out of being a teenager. I just was really driven by telling a story, not really just learning somebody else's material and covering it, which is an amazing art in itself. But my focus is really on telling my own stories in a musical way. So I have the material I'll be playing this Saturday, where, you know, as an opening act, I'll have 15, 20 minutes to do a short list of songs. But I've got a couple of new songs and a couple that that have been around for 5 or 10 years that really, you know, play well in kind of acoustic singer-songwriter kind of a format. Much of my music, you know, really comes off better with a band and, you know, synthesizers and backup vocals and rock guitars and Marshall stacks and all that. But much of it does come off well, you know, just strumming a six-string guitar with a mic in front of you.
Well, actually, when I was listening to some of your SoundClouds, which I was enjoying thoroughly, there was a lot of the chanting feeling in it. There was a lot of toning and chanting in, even though there were lyrics and tunes. I love that part. It was very, not meditative in the sense that I'm going to fall asleep, but it kind of took me in to a deeper place, which I love.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love to, you know, in not only the composition and the arrangement, but the production of my music, I love to play with, you know, that, you know, kind of creating a feel. It's not just about the words. Sometimes it's, there's one song where the entire lyric of the entire song is really 9 words, which is help not hurt, give not take, love not hate. But I stretch those words out so that you've got sort of a Gregorian chant sort of style of singing that's being layered over, you know, multiple voices being layered over each other, where you have this kind of sort of almost hypnotizing effect that comes out. And in some cases, you know, I've got a, you know, songs that are very dense with story and very dense with lyrics. But in other cases, I've got a dance tune that's simply called Come On. And the entire, you know, 5-minute tune, which is really is a great opener for outdoor festivals. That was a kind of an opening piece that I used to play when I was doing, you know, summer festivals and what have you, back in the 1990s when I had my band Accidental Tribe performing.
That's a great title, Accidental Tribe. I love that.
Well, you know, the concept of the band was really, I had a house in Topanga and I had like an entire backline set up in my house. All I had to do was press one button and you'd be live with, you know, PA system, mic, drums, bass rig, keyboards, everything. It was just a great environment. So, you know, I worked in the music industry for many years back in those days. So I had a lot of connections with really great musicians, and it was just kind of this open call for some of these musicians to come up and play. And the ones that kind of stuck around and, you know, got hooked to showing up to rehearse became the band. So in a sense, the name came out of just whoever showed up was the band. And we thought it would be fun to kind of riff on that. And thus, Accidental Tribe was born.
Oh, I love that. Tribe and community. Now, listen, I know a little bit about the fact that you traveled a lot when you were young. Tell us about what you think about traveling. And has that infused a sort of a global community consciousness in your music?
Well, yeah, totally. I mean, I think one of the best things I did in my younger part of my life was get out of this country. You know, I backpacked through Mexico. I backpacked all across Western Europe. And, you know, the time I spent traveling really, you know, I really learned that people are the same everywhere. You know, you get caught up in the framing of what's going on in the world that you hear on the news or read in the newspaper. And when you're, you know, running around the world with a guitar on your back and you're hanging out with people from all different parts of the world, you realize that I got everybody's pretty much beautiful people and they love to hang out. They love to make friends. And when you realize that, you feel a connection to the world that I think you don't really get a sense of when you're watching the television news that really is focused on what separates us and not what actually brings us together.
Boy, you're absolutely right. seems that in your music, I got some of these almost ancient chants. Do you know what I'm talking about? I can't remember what the name of the one is that I'm thinking about. Maybe it's the one that had the few words in it, but there was something.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have quite a bit. I play around with sort of chants and, you know, choral, you know, orchestral choral, you know, pieces in many of my songs. But there's one that comes to mind, and I'm not sure if it's the one you were thinking about, but it's a song called All My Relations. And it's actually sort of the title on my SoundCloud account is actually the healing song.
Yeah, I listened to it. That's wonderful.
This song, in fact, you know, all my relations heal this woman, all my relations make her strong. You know, the lyrics in the song are quite literally an interpretation of a Lakota prayer that is said when you sing when you begin the sweat lodge ritual. And I had many Lakota friends from South Dakota that I used to do the sweat lodge with, and I kind of learned this is really just their folk music, their song. It's the Lakota, you know, prayer, sweat lodge prayer, that I just interpreted in English form and turned into a song called the healing song. But it is a chant. It's really just all my relations, you know, heal this woman, all my relations, make her strong, all my relations. It's just repeating the sense of, you know, and when you're in the sweat lodge, you're inviting in all your relations, which is not only people, but animals and the plants and the forests and all of life, really, into that sacred space.
And throughout time,
right?
Song,
mm-hmm. And throughout time, yeah. You're talking about your ancestors that have passed on to the next world, you know, and of the world that is not next or, you know, before the world that just is really, you know, I think what it comes down to is, I think once you leave this life that we have here, time has a different sense of meaning, is my guess. So before and after maybe don't make so much sense, but the point is, I do use my music and my lyrics and as a storytelling experience and really kind of stalking a sense of purpose, a sense of idea about, you know, who we are and, you know, what we're doing here.
And we're all in it together. And I really love the whole concept, because to me, I know Lori and I know that her concept is community on many levels. So she's doing it through filmmakers, she's doing it through musicians, but also it's the creation that all of you people bring forward. Is it not? That's the community pot, the pot of gold, eh?
Well, I mean, I think there's a, you know, I think we're all creative, you know, fundamentally in some way, obviously, depending on what skills and what your focus is in your life. Some people really just dive in head first into being creative and creating works of art, expressing ideas and songs and lyrics and stories, and other people focus on other things. You know, whether it's work or being a parent or whatever, not that these things are mutually exclusive, but, you know, it's just a matter of focus. But, you know, I have always made a very deep commitment to my creative expression, to telling stories, to working on writing down my ideas, to interpreting my dreams and my visions that I have and bringing them into this world and kind of chronicling, you know, my experience, whether that experience is something I'm observing in the real world or something that I'm imagining, something that I that experience in my dreams or in a vision or in some kind of extraordinary circumstance. You know, I love making things and, you know, I've always made that commitment to being creative. And music is a great way to do that.
Wow. Well, this is a great venue, and it's May 12th in L.A. and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is a strange time to party, but probably the best time, right?
Well, I mean, I think the whole idea is unique places, unique spaces, unique times. I mean, it's not your typical time to show up for four different live artists performing, you know, on stage. But 3 to 5 p.m. Saturday at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a wonderful thing. So thank you so much for your time. I know it's going to be great, and I want people to look up your SoundClouds, Brad Burkhart. It's easy to find them. And thank you so much, and have a wonderful time on Saturday. So let's go back into the Silver Tongue with Lori.
Okay.
You people are bringing in more of more. What would you call it? More of that spirit of the what?
So one of the things I want to say about the Silver Tongue is it's not just a music venue. It will have an atypical restaurant and bar. The food is all small plates. It's high nutritionally dense foods. I don't mean just vegan, and I don't mean just vegetarian. High nutritionally dense foods are for everybody.
You mean like deep fried kale?
That's very funny. Some people know what that is. And high nutritionally dense foods are things like bone broth, for instance. They're packed with nutrients. It's not vegetarian. It's not vegan. But there'll be something for everybody. I'm just giving an example of a meat item. And the other thing we're very involved in is we've developed signature cocktails that are all edible. Cocktails is what we're calling them. I know other people are calling theirs that as well now. But ours are organic. We have a juicing position behind the bar where somebody is literally juicing fresh organic juices that go into these very crafted cocktails. It's nothing out of a jar or a bottle. It's strictly fresh.
And they can be alcoholic as well?
Well, we're doing both alcohol and non-alcohol. And what's really fascinating is we've decided to mimic. In other words, we're not going to change the drink up so that people feel socially they're not at ease if they're not drinking alcohol. Because sometimes people can tell, you're not drinking alcohol. Your drink looks like this. I'm drinking alcohol. My drink looks like this. What we're going to do is create drinks that look just alike, but we're going to have a little way of identifying them so nothing gets confused. Because there are a lot of people now who don't drink and don't smoke and who are definitely into health consciousness. So we're definitely supporting that.
So you're putting umbrellas in the juice drinks.
I
can't convey what I'm doing.
It's a menu choice, my darling. Make it a menu choice called a chick drink.
Oh, that's funny.
But all of our food is small plate, high nutritionally dense foods.
That's a very good idea.
Small plate, and guess what? I don't want to give away all the other things that we're doing, but there's a lot of surprises coming, let me tell you. And how that food's being presented and how the venue's being operated. So it'll be really exciting.
So let me see. This is going to be on the 12th, and it's going to be in LA, but you're going to do it in other places, are you not?
Yes, the Silver Tongue, the LA is the starting point, and we're going to do probably, my hope is we do 4 to 5 pop-ups in these unique, basically it's coined as original music and unique spaces in and around LA. And like I said, we're doing rooftops, gardens, basements.
Any streaming and YouTubes?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be recording not just this concert live on video, but we're going to do an audio-only recording.
Okay.
And then we'll get it, and still photos, and then we'll get it out, into the public domain. And again, people can go to thesilvertongue.com to source material. And like I said, the goal after these 4 concerts is hopefully we'll be moving towards a fixed venue in LA.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be a very wonderful. I've known you for quite a while, and I just see all these cycles that you've been through, and they're all moving at a higher and higher level. Higher and higher level, all of them stitching into it or embroidering into them the lessons about yourself and potential that you've come up with, and the radiance becomes stronger and stronger, which affects people in a long haul. That's kind of how I see it.
And I do really want to reach out. Anybody who's listening to this, who's a musician, who feels like, they want to step forward and send a demo reel in, I'd love to either show up at the event on May 12th at 2:30. It's from 2:30 to 5 at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood this Saturday. That would be one way of us meeting, and maybe it would work out for you to to play at some of the future Silver Tongue events. And if not, then there's another way to reach me. So that's Lori Dovey at hotmail.com, LORIDOVI at hotmail.com for if you have any interest in performing in the future.
Oh, I love it. It's wonderful. I want you to throw in a little bit about your women in film as well.
Ah, I'd love to. A week before Frances McDormand's speech during the Oscars about the inclusion rider, which was a historic moment in the Academy and honestly in entertainment, she said the very thing that everyone was thinking, the elephant in the room, bless her heart, what courage that Frigging took. She was so eloquent and so amazing. The week before that happened, I launched a group called Women Filmmakers Hiring Women Worldwide. And I launched this group because I started to really feel the need for women to have a safe, quote-unquote, space so that we could hire each other without attribution, criticism, or mocking us. Because I can tell you time and time again what I saw in the film industry, whenever there was a need for a woman sound mixer, was there would be guys coming out of their little bat caves starting to espouse reverse discrimination. What they don't understand is we still make 75 cents to the dollar in the United States as white women. And that is where I came up with this idea. We need to support each other. And we have to create it. We have to create an economy. So in the first 2 months, it's only been 2 months now, we have 3,600 women around the world in our group from all occupations, from all, you know, from the top down, from producers to PAs. So we now have 3,500 women worldwide on our group who are from Sudan, Lebanon, South Africa, Japan, China, everywhere in the film industry wanting to help create an economy. Our very first post was a production company in Santa Monica. A woman member had responded looking for a fixer or a producer in Milan, Italy. And when I saw that as our first post, I went, wow, I know how to do this. And I went and immediately contacted two women I knew in Italy, and I brought them together. And that is the power of this. And it continues to thrive, and it's a safe space for a lot of women to help each other find work. So, yeah.
Wow, so talk about community. You're really into community, aren't you, Miss Lori?
Yes, I am. I think it's really important. In fact, I'd love to be living in community. That's my next goal.
Mm-hmm. You're calling in opportunities for that. So on the 12th, we expect at 2:30, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be schlepping all the people and seating the people? What do we do? Do we go there and we have a seat, or we just roam around, or tell me about
it? No, when you enter, you want to enter. So it's on Lancashire Boulevard. It's 5303 Lancashire. And on this, you're going to want to enter in on the side, which is Weddington. And at that point, you'll be received by Lola, who's our greeter, and she will direct you to how to get to the space, which is upstairs. And from there, it's women filmmakers will be wearing badges to identify each other, because this is part of a networking opportunity for the women coming in from not just women filmmakers hiring women worldwide, but other women filmmaker groups who I've been reaching out to. And so there's discounted prices for women filmmakers, and then there's also discounted prices for musicians in general, mm-hmm. men and women. I'm trying to support that community. So it's $15 at the door. It is $15 pre-sale. There is a surcharge through Eventbrite. If you go to Eventbrite and type in the Silver Tongue, you will find us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is very, very exciting, and I know you're very excited. It isn't just for women, but it should really strengthen the bond amongst, well, I guess all artists, right?
Yes, but my target, I developed, Silver Tongue is always, was developed for everybody. Mm-hmm. I've now, because I'm in a group that I've developed called Women Filmmakers Hiring Women Worldwide, I found it really important to bring them in as a networking opportunity with other filmmakers, women filmmaker groups and musician groups. There's a cross-pollination that happens in that in those communities.
Mm-hmm. And it is a safe place. I like that a lot. So how long? So it goes for 2.5 hours?
Yeah, the show starts promptly at 3:00, mm-hmm. and we start with Brad Burkhart, amazing singer-songwriter, acoustic, a musician who works with the Grammys for 12 years, developing PR and marketing ideas for the Grammys.
And he's also a singer-songwriter. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's fantastic. He's got quite a Native American spirit. And then we go to MJ Lalo, who, like I said, she has 4 planets in Aquarius, and she's a cross between a Bobby McFerrin and Laurie Anderson, where she takes pre-recorded tracks and using vocalization with multimedia in her performance. It's very interesting, and her work is starting to get republished on different record labels right now.
Great. Okay.
And then, of course, there's the illustrious Sally Champlin.
Woo-hoo!
And one thing Sally hasn't mentioned is she's from a 3 Grammy family. Her brother is Bill Champlin from Chicago, and Sally in her own right is an amazing performer, amazing musician, and this will be a great show. And then Bob, I mean, feel very honored to have Bob Henley as our headliner with his 7-piece band. We have brass, we have backup singers. This is a full R&B soul experience. Get your dancing shoes on. This is going to be amazing.
I love that. Yeah. And maybe we can channel in Della Reese.
Oh, I know Della's in the house, man. I absolutely do, because that bank building, the Federal Bar, is definitely an old bank building that has ghosts in it. I can feel it, and they're interested ghosts. They're not bad ghosts. And Della, she brought us all together. There's no doubt.
Oh, it's a wonderful experience. I wish I could come. I wish I could be there, but I'm looking forward to catching the YouTubes. And we'll have to sign off, and you better make sure that everybody knows how to get hold of you and what the name of your CDs are, your performance materials are, Sally, and how people can get hold of you as well as getting hold of Lori.
Mm-hmm. So, again, through the silvertongue.com, people can find us. I think we lost Sally, but...
That's okay. We'll find her again.
Yeah, we will. And please, come join us. It'll be a fabulous event, and it's a fabulous community vibe that we're trying to create. Everyone's welcome, all ages, families. I mean, we prefer not young children because, it's loud. It's live music. So I think it's appropriate for 12 on up.
I just keep feeling that there'll be a kind of a spiritual, I don't mean spiritual in the kind of separative way, but a really nice uplifting vibration there that can really lift people inwardly as well as out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we're looking for.
Wow.
Absolutely. In the name of the Silver
Tongue. It's a hallelujah
song.
Moment, baby.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's it. Hallelujah moment. All right.
Thank you so much for paddling hard in this white water of change, the time of our paradigm shifting. Nice to meet you, Sally. And you too, Lori.
Honey, it's nice to meet you too.
We'll catch up again.
All right. Thank you so much, Veronica.
All right. Take care.
Mm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.